From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. Make cookies and cakes at home, and you can sell them without a health inspection of your kitchen. This season, more homemade cane syrup is on the market, with the native sweetener having been added to the list of foods Louisiana deems low risk. Frank Barnett reports.
If the food you're eating tastes sweet and doesn't have much nutritional value, chances are it's low risk. LSU Ag Center food safety specialist Professor Achut Adhikari says things like jams, jellies, and syrups aren't very hospitable for bacterial pathogens.
When there is higher concentration of sugar, that will also limit the growth of microorganisms.
When Adhikari's at the farmer's market, he says he looks to see if sellers of these foods are following good hygiene practices. A key indicator is whether they're wearing gloves, but even then,
might be using the same glove to collect the money and using her cell phone, or it will cross-contaminate all this food.
Charles Poirier is a cane syrup maker in Youngsville, Louisiana. He says he may not wear a hairnet, but there's a sink in his shed and his hands are always clean.
And I'm not saying the Board of Health is a bad thing either, because it's really good. But it's just sometimes if people would take a little more pride in what they're doing, you really wouldn't need the Board of Health.
Poirier has been making cane syrup for friends and family for 8 years, but this is the first he's selling it. He can do that without following the sanitary code big producers do, so long as his annual sales don't exceed $20,000. To first start a batch, Poirier needs to extract juice. So he feeds sugarcane into his mill and then moves to a mammoth iron kettle.
Once you get it to boiling, you actually boil it for about 5 hours. It gets up to 226 degrees.
He filters the juice by hand throughout the boiling process, and then it's on to steel canisters for even more filtering before finally bottled. Not easy.
You have to know how to clarify the juice in order to get all the impurities out of your syrup, because this making cane syrup is pretty much a lost art.
And without the worry of a health inspection, Poirier can now revive this art and make a profit from it. For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.